Both intelligence and defense were pushed to start making their IT spending more efficient by the same factors: the need to share information at different classification levels across organizations, and the fact that ever-increasing budgets stopped increasing. The two huge organizations begin from different starting points, but the goal is roughly the same: building shared technology environments and turning off legacy stovepiped IT systems. Rob Carey, the Defense Department's Deputy Chief Information Officer, says the Pentagon and the intelligence community are sharing a lot of notes these days.
We've gone past, like, hey, you attend each other's meetings, right? We're actually partners in crime, both in JIE and the ITE. We are participating in each other's environment and are actually bringing ideas back and sharing at the design aspect, which I think is driving faster responses and faster answers to acting like an enterprise. The relationship that the IC and the DoD has is stronger than ever because of the need to serve and because of the need to become this enterprise that serves the nation's security apparatus.
Carey spoke at the annual GEOINT conference in Orlando, Florida, where Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the earlier announcement that the cloud-based IT system for the intelligence community, called ISITE, or Intelligence Community Information Technology Enterprise, will come online in March of next year. Al Tarasic, the CIO for Clapper's office, says the collaboration with DoD isn't just about sharing lessons learned. He says as DoD and the IC build IT enterprises, they need to make sure data can be seamlessly shared between them.
Very specifically, we jointly chair the Standards Committee, a committee that determines the standards that we're going to use for data sharing, for our access, fine-grained access-based control system, our identity and access management system. So the points of intersection that are important for interoperability to be able to move data across and to ensure that our systems can read that data and the security rules apply across the divides, those are the real working level details that are being worked jointly. There's a lot of interaction going on, but probably the most significant, forget about the executive level, is the real working level stuff, the stuff that will endure over time after we're all long gone.
In Clapper's address earlier this week, he listed clamping down on disclosures of classified information in a post-WikiLeaks environment as a key priority.
We're doing some things to try to stop the hemorrhaging. And I feel very strongly that we in the IC should set the example for everyone in the entire government.
Clapper promised reforms to the security clearance process, more regular monitoring of the behavior of cleared personnel, and continuous, more careful auditing of classified networks. Both departments say they're doing that in part by introducing attribute-based access control to their IT systems. The idea is to not just control whether users can access a particular network, but whether they can access a discrete piece of data based on who they are and where they are.
Fine-grained attribute access-based control is really critical to sharing information. With the kind of cyber attacks that we're seeing, I think the only way to really fundamentally know who you're sharing with and securing your information is by having an identity access management system that associates the attributes of a system or a person with the attributes of data. I think at the end of the day, what this will do, it will give the data stewards, the information stewards that we have across our government, a better sense of where their information is going and that it's under control. Today, I would argue that many data stewards release information not knowing who's seeing it, what they're doing with it.
As DoD continues on the multi-year path toward its IT enterprise goal, the Joint Information Environment, Carey says attribute-based access control will take advantage of DoD's existing database of people, called DEERS, which hosts identity information about military members, civilians, family members, and retirees. It's been used for authentication before, but only for more rudimentary purposes, like gaining access to DoD websites.
And as we collapse the infrastructure, we'll make it easier even to create a GAL that is an all-DoD GAL that will allow us to protect information better by affording us attribute-based access controls as part of JIE. So it is something we talked about for many years, but now something that we're doing, and we actually have an end state in mind that will happen as JIE rolls out. So identity will in fact be the way you get to information, and absent that, it'll be completely unclassified information, not even FOUO. So we're really excited about having the bedrocks in place and having the path to go forward to reduce our cyber risk by the introduction of identity management.
While both organizations expect to see security and information sharing benefits from more centralized, interoperable IT environments, the cost savings won't come until old legacy systems are taken away from their owners and turned off. Kerry says there are a lot of those systems.
We are the product of about 25 years or so of innovation inside of stovepipes. Many of my past jobs, I created those little cylinders of excellence because I could, because my boss tagged me with solving a problem, and I did. Rarely did any of us years ago look up and see if somebody had built the same thing we wanted, right? We just built something, and then we live with it, and then we were sustaining it. And so now we have thousands of network enclaves, millions of devices on the network, in our case, 1,500 data centers, for example. So the enterprise grew to a point that it's not really sustainable, defendable, or affordable.
Terasek says it's the same story in the intelligence community.
We have no choice. We have to move in this direction. And I think, you know, the budget situation was the impetus to get us over the top to move in this direction. This has been tried before, but the culture has always resisted, and the budget, you know, has been growing for many years. So there wasn't any big budget impetus to move us in this direction. But the reality is that none of our agencies is going to have enough money to be able to deal with the kind of requirements, particularly when you look at big data, mass analytics, and things like that. No agency will be able to handle that requirement on their own. The volumes and the intensity of how this information is coming in is just too great. So the only way that we can do this and be effective in our missions is to do this together. And so we're going to be forced to turn things off.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.